In wildness is the preservation of the world. Henry David Thoreau said that, and the assertion is the perfect backdrop for Wild Child, the 2010 collection of stories by T. Caragason Boyle. In this episode of Book Pod, Boyle talks about some of the stories and the wild random nature from which they grew.
I take it as a challenge to write from all sorts of perspectives, from every point of view I possibly can, without regard to sex or ethnicity or anything else. Still, I keep coming back to characters like the narrator of The Lie or the narrator of La Conchita, people who have an aggressive attitude towards life and don't necessarily ever come to any point of redemption or maturity. Like Balto, for instance, where the father is a drunk and gets his daughter to drive the car home for him, even though she's still a kid and underage. We get her point of view and also his point of view. And I think the contrasting points of view, as I use in many stories and novels, allows the reader to make an assessment for him or herself as to what this is all about. Now, at the end, the story ends in an elliptical way. We don't know exactly what will happen in the next beat with regard to the father, but we can imagine that it will go badly for him. And then we can imagine that perhaps he'll have some sort of reformation. However, considering the fact that he's sneaking a drink even while he's in court, I doubt it. That is the beauty of an elliptical ending. This leaves it up to the reader to make these judgments. One of the reasons I'm comfortable with writing these punk characters who are immature characters is because that was me for a long time in my life. I was constantly butting my head up against the world and trying to assert myself. And you know, what was I looking for? I was looking for art and love and, and fulfillment. In art, we can examine bleakness or have horrific things happen. And it is great and entertaining because it's art. And it makes you feel something. You know, I wish I had better news for the world. When I did A Friend of the Earth in the year 2000 about global warming and, the catastrophe awaiting us, it was pretty grim. I mean, read the environmentalists. In my lifetime, we've gone from 3 billion to 7 billion people on Earth. The climate is collapsing. The animals are extinct. Soon there'll be no food. We're already fighting wars for resources. I mean, where's the good news in that? The good news for me is in making art. Flannery O'Connor is the first writer who turned me on when I was just a kid and didn't know about writing so much. What I had most admired about her, and the first story of hers I ever read was A Good Man Is Hard to Find, is how she was able to take you by surprise. That is, put you into a comic universe where it's a sort of conventional sitcom familial situation, the grandmother, the harassed husband, they're going on a trip, the brat kids, and turn it into this horrific cosmic portrait, you know? It's the same thing that I think I'm doing in my stories, where it should make you uneasy in some way, just as you start to get comfortable. There is an utter randomness to our lives, which is the most terrifying thing about being alive, which is why the Jesus freaks in Bulletproof assert that there's Jesus, or the mullahs assert that there's Allah, because if you believe it absolutely, then you're safe. And then there's a reason. But in fact, from my view, there is no reason. And it is utterly random that we animals are here and doing what we're doing. And so it's very frightening to be naked to the universe. Anything can happen at any time. You know, we talk about saving the environment. Well, we can't save the environment. The environment has nothing to do with us except that we are one part of it. I am an environmentalist, and, I hope that we can stop exterminating all the animals. But what is happening is we're destroying the environment that allowed us to come to power and to arise, and something else will come after us. We only have 3.5 billion years, of course, until the Earth is destroyed when the sun becomes a yellow giant. And, it's a short period of time. One novel, A Friend of the Earth, one character is killed in this way. He's pottering around in his kitchen, And the tiny fragment of a meteorite comes down through the roof and right through the back of his head and down into the floor. Now, this could happen. It has happened. It could happen at any moment. Anything can happen. And it's sort of horrifying to have to deal with that. And I think this is what I'm trying to address in my work. I'm not going to figure anything out. I'm not giving any solutions, but I'm addressing it over and over. And I do feel completely powerless at the hands of nature, which is why art is such a great thing, to participate in it or to make it, because it's a controlled universe. It is something that we can make and do in spite of everything else, whether there is Allah or Jesus or Darwin or answers to anything, at least we can make art.
For more about T. Karagason Boyle, visit his website at www.tcboyle.com and see the related links on his BookPod author page. BookPod producer is Barbara Finkelstein. Music is by Kevin MacLeod. See you next time at BookPod, home to writers of lasting value.